Russians visited China, and 1.7 million Chinese tourists came to Russia last year. I was just telling my counterpart is that as I was moving from one building of the Moscow Kremlin to another one, you see so many tourists from China, so you could have waved a hand. I'd like to thank my counterpart and all of their delegation for the handover of two large pandas. We know this is an unprecedented case. This is a token of confidence and respect and trust. When we talk about pandas, we all smile. We deeply respect your gift. We really appreciate it. These animals are the symbol of China, and later on, together with my counterpart, we are planning to go to the zoo and have a look at these wonderful animals. We have discussed pressing international regional issues. We believe that on most of them, Russia and China's positions are close or identical. We have signed a joint declaration on strengthening stability in the modern era. We both state that the arms controls, disarmament, and non-proliferation agreements need to be protected against any attempt to destroy them. We share the same opinions on the Korean Peninsula. We are implementing the joint venture, the joint roadmap. We believe there is no alternative to a peace solution, and there cannot be any alternative. We'll continue our concerted efforts to ease tension, to de-escalate, and to strengthen security and stability in Asia. We are working together to resolve the Syria crisis. We promote the efforts to stabilize the situation in Venezuela. The Iranian nuclear deal needs to be upheld, as we both believe. During the talks, we agreed to ramp up our efforts as part of the UN, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, BRICS, the G20, APEC, and as part of other leading multilateral fora. We'll continue our efforts to align integration efforts as part of the Eurasian Economic Union with the Silk Road Initiative so that we could have the greater Eurasian partnership in the longer term. I would like to use this opportunity to thank my counterpart and all Chinese delegates for a productive joint negotiations. We are convinced that the agreements and arrangements reached as part of the talks will further contribute to strengthening our friendship, will lead to the prosperity of our nations. We will have a gala reception later on to mark the 70-year anniversary of since the establishment of the ties between our nations. The Chinese leader, as an honorary guest, will take part in the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, who led a delegation of about 1,000 representatives of government and the business community. There will be the second Russian-China's Energy Business Forum. We will meet with the delegates. There is also the head of the St. Petersburg University, and he will be awarded.
Well, that's President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, speaking in the course of a press conference attended also by his Chinese counterpart, President Xi. Now, Putin says that he spoke of a large-scale field of cooperation existing between the two countries, between China and Russia. A highlight of what he said that there are 30 investment projects underway and cooperative agreed on, which is worth $22 billion. He spoke about an agreement on settlements, energy cooperation, Eastern Route will supply natural gas to the Far East. He talked about agreement on atomic cooperation. He said that nuclear power plant will be built in China. He also talked about cooperation on cars, aircraft, space, pharmaceuticals as well, sports and tourism. He said 1.7 million Chinese visited Russia last year, for instance. Then, more generally speaking, he said that the two countries had a joint declaration on stability and peace in the region. He talked about arms control and non-proliferation agreements that need to be protected, and that efforts must be made to protect stability and calm in Asia. Putin said that Russia and China are working together in regional issues like in Syria and also the issue of Venezuela. He said both China and Russia believe that the Iran nuclear deal must be upheld, and he said that we'll continue also working on Silk Road Initiative and also a whole longer list of the cooperation arenas between the two countries of China and Russia. Let's now go on with our news bulletin for this hour.